Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95X.com.
It's the morning mess. We are Marty and Shannon. This is 95X. Time for Legal Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday at this time. Joe Stanley is in the studio like he always is on Tuesday, and it's brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. You can contact Joe. And before we start taking the text messages or phone calls, Joe, how can they reach out to the Stanley Law Office? Sure.
StanleyLawOffices.com is our website. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com, and it's 1-800-608-3333.
If you're listening right now and you're going through some times in your life where you need some legal advice, because that's why, you know, that's why we do this type of thing, to help out. And Joe can even, you know, say that we get some great emails and great questions, and people can be in a lot of different situations in their life, right, Joe?
Oh, it certainly is interesting. And, you know, better to ask. As we said, we've heard here all the questions that come up, and it's just amazing. The ones that are the hardest to deal with are the ones that have waited too long.
It's true. I mean, don't wait until, because if you find yourself in a legal situation, a lot of times people might not want to face that. And
well, sure,
like, you know,
you panic, you put it off.
If I ignore it, maybe it'll go away, and that's when it gets worse. You know what I mean? So you got to tackle it.
They never go away.
They never go away.
They never go away. They may fester a long time, but they never will go away.
Yeah. And usually they build like a snowball effect, and then you get yourself in a worse situation. So with that said, Joe is here, and he's taking your questions. Now, if you want to remain anonymous and not give your name, you can definitely do that too. Hit us up on the text line, 315-629-9570. Direct line to talk to Joe is 315-421-9595, and we have questions coming down the text line.
I was found sleeping in my car on the shoulder of 81. I had a hypoglycemic attack, got blurry vision, insanely tired, so I pulled over for safety. The officer asked me to take a breathalyzer test, and I didn't, because I didn't understand why I would be asked to take a breathalyzer. And now I'm being charged with a DWI, even though I was 100% not drunk or on any drugs. How do I even prove that now?
That is a very, you know, the law says if you refuse to take a breathalyzer, there's all sorts of things that come out of that. Presumably, he also did a roadside sobriety test, because he still has to be able to prove something. You need to hire a lawyer right away.
Sooner than later.
Yeah, right away, now, immediately. I don't know how long ago this is. This is something that you can't defend without a lawyer to help you. But these are one of those things, you know, there's always a question about whether you should take a breathalyzer or whether you shouldn't. If you're not guilty, first of all, you could take a breathalyzer and then also demand that you have a blood test because you have a health condition. And that's how you verify, you know, in other words, if you know you didn't do anything wrong, the blood test is the ultimate verifier of your condition. But refusing has all sorts of consequences. You need to get a lawyer.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. You're on with Joe Stanley. What's your question for Joe this morning?
Good morning, Joe. This is Deb, and I'm just wondering, I was granted property in my divorce decree that was like 10 years ago, and I never received it from my ex-husband. What's my course of action now? Is there like a time limit?
Okay. Where was this, here in Onondaga County? Well, first of all, as part of the divorce decree, your lawyer should have told you, and when you say property, was it a marital household or was something else?
It was an item that belonged to my grandfather, and he was supposed to return it, and I never received it.
And I take it this was either a sentimental or a valuable object?
Yes.
And the court order said that? I mean, the divorce decree said he was have to return whatever it was.
Right in there.
And he has not done that.
Right.
Have you ever tried to enforce that?
I hadn't, because of hard feelings. And my kids, you know, I didn't want them. But now that they're grown, I thought, you know, maybe I could pursue that. But I wasn't sure if there was a time limit on it.
Interesting question. A divorce decree is an order of the court. And one could argue that there is no time limit to that. They also may argue that you should have, that it was more of a contract and you had only 6 years. I mean, if you have, does he still own it? Does he still have it?
I don't know, but I could get like maybe a monetary if I found out like how much it was worth.
I don't think so. That's not, no. It's not going to work that way. You need to, you should write a letter saying if X to your ex saying, I would like it back. You've never given it to me. You know, it's just part of our court agreement.
We have talked about it and he said he promised he would give it back to me, but I've never received it.
Well, then you're going to have to take further legal action, obviously, to enforce that court order and maybe talk to your divorce lawyer you had back then or talk to somebody else, depending on whether it is going to be worth it both financially and emotionally to do it.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so very much.
Good luck.
Keep us posted. I'd like to see how that ends for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. 315-421-9595. Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley. This segment's brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't wait to ask Joe your question right now. 315-629-9570 is the text line. Or you can speak to Joe, and if you don't want to give your name, that's cool. Just ask your question, and Joe will help you out. It's 315-421-9595. Don't go it alone. You can contact Joe. If you need more time, want to ask a personal question, you can always reach out to the Stanley Law Office. And Joe, how can they reach you?
Sure. It's StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com, and it's 1-800-608-3333.
Joe's only going to be on for a few more minutes, so if you have a question, don't wait. Call us right now, 315-421-9595.
My brother co-signed a bond agreement for his ex who failed to appear. He's not started making payments on the 8% down payment of $4,800, the accrued fees for trying to locate the ex, and will ultimately be on the hook for the total bail amount of $60,000 if the ex isn't found in the next 4 months. My brother's only 23 years old and unemployed right now. It looks like he'll never get out from under this debt. Can he file bankruptcy to discharge bond debt?
Well, I guess the first answer to that, first say, don't ever sign, co-sign for anybody unless you are willing, ready, and able to pay the entire amount, because
That's
where it could end. Particularly for somebody who's arrested in a $60,000 bond, I would be very nervous because the $60,000 bond is means something not that good happened.
Yeah.
Which we won't ask and we don't need to know. The answer is I'm pretty sure you can't file bankruptcy for that. Okay. I don't think that's one of the exclusions.
Okay.
The problem is filing bankruptcy has its own consequences, and you should talk to a bankruptcy lawyer about it. You should talk to a lawyer to figure out if that's the best route to go in this circumstances, depending on what you signed with those bond entities. Those deals are, though, they do that for a living, and they want to chase down their money. They want to make sure that they get it because they put up their money. And if she doesn't show up, of course, somebody is losing $60,000. So, I would talk to a lawyer. Send me an email. I can give you the names of some criminal lawyers to talk to and bankruptcy lawyers and see if there's anything that can be done. joe@StanleyLawOffices.com.
All right, I do believe we have a question in studio because Farmer Scott is here. So, Farmer Scott, you can step up to that mic and ask Joe your legal question.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I saw this one on Facebook, and I just want to know if you can verify any of this. So this is what it says. Police say do the following if you see a dog locked in a hot car.
Oh,
take
good.
A picture of the dog and the car's license plate. Next, use a weather app, etc., for your area and your screenshot of the temperature. Check and see if any of the doors are unlocked. If not, then break the window.
Okay.
Following these steps will prevent you from being charged with criminal damage. Plus, it gives the police photo evidence to take the owners to court. That's it.
Well, are you asking, this is posted on Facebook? I'm not sure whether that's the law in New York that you can do that. I mean, that's something I'd have to look up. Obviously, those are pretty specific instructions in some states where you can do that. I don't know if New York permits that. I still think the better thing is to call it in. But obviously, if it's to the point where you're going to be trying to save an animal's life, or a child's life. Actually, I'd be more concerned if you saw that with a child. I wouldn't care about breaking somebody's window. Somebody could charge me for the window and maybe even for the dog, too. I wouldn't worry about it. So I will have to check on that. That seems like a reasonable procedure. But again, if a person's life is at stake, a child or the animals' lives at stake. You may not have the wherewithal and the ability to do all those things. So I guess then the decision is in your own mind. Is this a risk you're worth taking? Because I don't think anybody's going to file charges if it's legitimate. I think those are put in place so people don't do stupid things, you know what I mean? That they just see a dog in a car. You know, people are known to do those kind of things. But if it's a legitimate emergency, I think that you should act anyways. And, you know, some things are more important than worried about whether somebody's going to try and give you a hassle for breaking a window.
Legal Tuesday, Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. That's who's bringing it to us. And we got time for one more question, Shannon.
I'm going to do my best here because there's literally no punctuation in this at all. Was denied SSI Social Security 2 years ago, hired an attorney at the third stage, went in front of the law judge, got denied, then was told there was nothing else we could do. It's been 2 years. I still have the same issues. I suffer now from peripheral neuropathy, which is unbearable. I'm on medications. Nothing works. I've been to a specialist. I've got steroids in my spine. That doesn't work. Can I and should I reapply, or have I exhausted my options?
You can reapply is the short answer to that. You should, under the circumstances. Yes.
Okay.
How's that?
Good.
You did a very good job.
Thank you very much. I was trying to pause in the right places.
All right, Legal Tuesday. Joe Stanley is brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. Contact Joe. And if you want to reach out to the Stanley Law Office, Joe, one more time, how can they reach you?
Sure. Our number is 1-800-608-3333, stanleylawoffices.com, and 1-800-608-3333 is a phone number. And I'm going to look up the dog question about windows. And
yeah, that's a good thing to know.
I have seen that, but I'm not sure that's a law in New York.
Honestly, I had a friend who worked for like the SPCA in Buffalo, and I'm pretty sure they campaigned hard to make it so that you could bust into the... Yeah. I don't know if that's just a Buffalo thing or if it's a New York State thing.
No, it would have to be a state law, I think. But anyways, if it's an emergency, it's an emergency, and I think there's other exceptions, too, that would apply. And I don't think anybody is going to charge you if it's a true emergency anyways. The question is, if you do it and it's not an emergency and you're just being an idiot, then sometimes people get perturbed if their window gets broken.
No, it's true. That's why we love Joe Stanley. Yes. He just brings it and he tells its truth. So there you go.
Actually, we do have a law in New York protecting dogs from hot cars.
Oh, yeah, there should be. I mean, you know. So Joe Stanley, we appreciate your time. Do I need to send you an email to remind you about June 30th?
You should.
Okay.
So I can put it in my calendar.
Responds to my emails, too.
Well, no one else does.
Not in this building. Are you kidding me? I don't respond to them either, so it's probably payback.
Probably a good reason why they don't respond to you in this building, Marty. So.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate that. Joe has already promised me when I get fired from radio, I can go work for the Stanley Law Office.
I did.
We'll see you next week, buddy. We're going to take a break. Back to the roads we go. Shannon's got your Tuesday morning commute.
Traffic is brought to you by AccountTemps. Are you feeling short-staffed? AccountTemps can provide temporary accounting and finance professionals to help with increased workloads. Call them today or visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
95X. Traffic.
From the Right Now Traffic Center, there's a serious accident. Route 11, north and southbound, just north of East Genesee Street before you get to Erie Boulevard. A minor accident blocking the right shoulder of 481 South before you get to 690, causing some slowdowns. They've opened the left lane of the Old Liverpool Road ramp to 81 South. They're still dealing with that accident and still blocked on the right lane. And if you see anything else, call 315-421-9595.
Introducing Applebee's delicious new grill combos. Enjoy the big, bold flavors of two hot-off-the-grill favorites, like our generous half-rack of barbecue ribs and savory grilled chicken. Or try our tender, juicy sirloin steak with a perfectly seared skewer of lemon butter.